2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
We're going to take you live to that news conference that's just started. Nashville Police Department addressing the shooting at a school there, an elementary school that took the lives of three children and two adults. Let's listen in.
The story of the school began clearing it. They heard shots coming from the second level. They immediately went to the gunfire. When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers. There was a five-member team who was on the, that was on the second floor at that time. Two individuals from that five-member team opened fire on the shooter. We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun. We are efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots. We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims. Including the shooter, a total of seven persons were killed as a result of this morning's incident at the school. By 10:27, the shooter was deceased. The officers had engaged the shooter by 10:27, and she was deceased. Again, I said the first call came in at 10:13 this morning. We'll have more details to give you later in the morning. Chief Drake will be here in a bit. Now, Kendra Loney from Nashville Fire.
Fire department crews are dispatched for active shooter incidents as well, for medical support, but also for an RTF response, which is a rescue task force response to go in alongside of MNPD response. Our crews were right there on the scene to provide medical aid to any survivors, but also be there for victims so that we could try life-saving efforts in this case. So we went in as soon as it was safe for our responders to do so, to try to provide life-saving efforts for those that were impacted by this incident and this tragedy. Our crews were able to be on scene to pull out those that had viable signs of life, those that were still showing the option for to be saved. And we did make transport of three individuals and three children and then two adults that were taken from the scene. Our crews then set up a reunification unit. That reunification unit is at 2100 Woodmont Boulevard. That's where parents can go to be reunited with their children. All of the remaining students were able to be escorted out of the building with faculty and staff. We're not sure about the processes that they had in place, but we were on scene to help them mitigate anyone from...
You're listening to the latest as a live news conference out of Nashville, Tennessee. Three children, two adults dead in a school shooting. It's a private Presbyterian school. We got word that the shooter, the 911 call went in at 10:13, and by 10:27, the shooter was deceased. And in just an unusual circumstance, the demographic of the shooter, a female, a teenager. Generally, most mass shooters are 97%, in fact, according to the Bureau of Statistics. Let me make sure that's right. That's not accurate. I'll get you that. But 97% are male. Ages range from usually 11 to 70, Dave, years old. The Wow. mean age is 34. This information comes to us by way of the National Institute of Justice.
And this female was carrying two assault-style rifles, a handgun. They just updated. It was three kids killed, three adults killed as well, three children wounded and taken to the hospital, and an additional two adults wounded and taken to the hospital.
Of course, Maria will have much more on this throughout her newscast this afternoon at noon to 1. And then if Jeff Kaplan, 3 to 7, will have much more information as the story continues to unfold throughout the day. That is the sound you're listening to right now. Protests in Tel Aviv. Israel erupted in mass protests. Almost a million people day protesting, probably even more by now, all upset over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judicial system in Israel.
Yeah, really weaken the country's Supreme Court. I read over the weekend that he fired his defense minister when that defense minister spoke out against his plan.
Professor Amos Giora, professor of law at the University of Utah, also formerly a lieutenant colonel with the Israeli Defense Forces. You are live on the line with us. Good morning. Are you in Israel? Are you here?
I am in Salt Lake City. My family is in Israel, super involved, super engaged, and here I am.
How significant is the Prime Minister's planned changes to the court system? Let's just start there so we can better understand what is angering Israelis.
The Prime Minister's, it's called reform, which is a whitewashing of the word reform. This plan is to, and by American standards, would be to eviscerate the independence of the Supreme Court, would significantly minimize any separation of powers and checks and balances, and make the what in America we would call the executive the supreme power, devoid of, free from judicial review. For a democracy, as we understand a democracy, that is 100% untenable, and that's the reason that there are hundreds of thousands of Israelis on a regular basis demonstrating. There are over 100,000 Israelis at outside the parliament in Jerusalem today. But literally as we're speaking, it's now 8:26 in the evening in Israel. There's now a counter demonstration from Netanyahu's supporters. And literally while waiting for you to finish the terrible Nashville story, Netanyahu has now announced that he, as he's so careful with him because honesty is not through, it doesn't run through his veins, is to, I don't know if we would say freeze, but to halt the judicial reform process. In exchange, however, he gave extraordinarily wide powers to our very, 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 very problematic minister of what we in English would call state security. Netanyahu has two people. Picture him holding two phones. In one cell phone, he's got President Biden. And in the other cell phone, he has his son and this minister of Homeland State Security. And he's caught in many ways by his own doing, caught in the middle, and clearly doesn't have a way out. In the meantime, Israel is totally stopped there, because remember, we're a socialist country in many ways. Public sector totally shut down. The airports are, you can't go in and out of Israel at the moment. Hospitals are shut down. There's no school, because this is the only issue that is relevant at the moment.
As you mentioned, one of those figurative phones being held to his ear was President Biden. What role does the United States play in this?
How much time do we have? Like an hour, five hours?
30 seconds. There you go. You can narrow it down into maybe give you a minute.
1 minute. So let's divide America into two. Let's divide America into the White House, and let's divide America, sorry, into three. The White House, the American Jewish community, and the American evangelical community. What President Biden needs to do is to make it very clear to Netanyahu, there will be no invitation to the White House until this madness stops, full stop. With respect to the American evangelical community, which has this complicated relationship or with Israel, or a loving relationship, or loving complicated, they totally need to back away and let us solve our problems without outside influence. And the same thing 100% applies to the American Jewish community, which needs to leave Israel to resolve its own issues without external interference, because at the end of the day, democracy versus fascism is an internal issue, a domestic issue, and that does not need external noise, full stop. That was 1 minute.
That was impressive. And it was basically, everybody stay out of our business. We're going to take care of this ourselves.
100%.
I did it in 15 seconds. I'm just saying.
Well, that's why you do what you do for a living and why I teach, right?
That's right. Well, Amos Gira, professor of law at the University of Utah, also formerly a lieutenant colonel with the Israeli Defense Forces, always appreciate you bringing us all the information that you have and all your expertise as well into this conversation. This is another story we will keep our eye on very closely. As you just heard, airports are shut down. Bus service is a mess, if it's even functioning. Hospitals are in trouble because nurses are planning to join this strike as well. Go ahead, Dave.
And very interesting that his recommendation from an insider, but also living here in the United States, his recommendation is the rest of the world needs to stay out of this while we figure it out here in Israel, and what and outside pressures will only worsen the situation.
I want to bring you a live update as we continue to cover breaking news out of Nashville, Tennessee, where a female active shooter, according to police, walked into a private Presbyterian school, pre-K through sixth grade, appeared to be in her teens. She is dead. And now national media organizations reporting three children dead, as well as three adults, which means that the death toll continues to rise at that scene there in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll turn it over to our newsroom now, where they have even more information next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.